This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. Today we continue the study which we began last time, the church as the body of Christ. We have noted that the Bible uses the analogy of the human body with its relationship to the head to explain the relationship of members of the church with Jesus Christ, who is the head of the church. And we pointed out that we should first of all look at the physical body of Christ. While he was here on earth, we know that he had a normal physical body. He had flesh and blood just as all of us do. He had ears to hear the voice of God, to hear the voice of suffering humanity. He had eyes with which he saw the multitude and had compassion upon them. Eyes with which he saw the harvest field. Eyes with which he saw sin everywhere and came to take it away. He had a tongue by which he taught men how to live in such matchless sermons as the Sermon on the Mount. A tongue by which he taught men how to pray, both by example and by precept and giving instruction. A tongue by which he pronounced woes upon the wicked, as recorded in Matthew chapter 23. A tongue by which he gave the way of salvation, as he did in Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16, when in the giving of the Great Commission he said, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned." Now, beginning from that point where we left off last time, we note that as we continue to look at the physical body of Christ when he was on earth, he had shoulders, actual shoulders, with which he carried the burdens of men. As Isaiah the prophet noted in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 4, and in 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 7, shoulders by which he carried his own burden, the burden of the cross on the way to Calvary, John chapter 19 and verse 17. His own physical body, a part of which were his arms and hands by which he received little children, as we read in Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. And free from hate and blood and sin, his arms and hands were free from hate and blood and sin. His arms and hands which were warm and tender, ready to receive, not a fist to hurt, but an open hand to help, ready to work for the good of mankind. His physical body, which involved feet always busy at doing the Lord's work, which always carried him to the place of service, as he went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, to seek and to save the lost, as we read in Luke chapter 19 and verse 10. Let's note carefully that the different members of the body of Jesus Christ performed different functions. His one body had to do all of these functions, and the various members of his body, his feet, his hands, his arms, his shoulders, his tongue, his eyes, his ears, all had to work together in beautiful harmony in order for him to carry out the will of God. But we know further as we read the Bible that he was betrayed into the hands of sinners and his body was nailed to a cross, but that he arose, made various appearances to men here on this earth, and then ascended back to heaven after he gave the Great Commission. And after this, no one has seen his physical body anymore, even though we do know that he did appear to the Apostle Paul, that Christ is not walking about the earth today. He has ascended and is seated at the right hand of God on his throne. And yet we know further that New Testament epistles continually speak of his body as if it were yet in the world. And his body is in the world, though not the physical body which he had on earth, rather his spiritual body, which is the church. As we read in Ephesians chapter 1, verses 22 and 23, where the Apostle Paul says, "And he gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." And we note further that all Christians are members of his body. For by one Spirit were we all baptized into one body. That is, under the direction, under the motivating force of the one Holy Spirit and the power of his word, the gospel, Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, has every member of the body of Christ become so by virtue of the fact of his obedience to the gospel. And so all members of the church, all Christians, are members of his body, and they all have the same basic functions to perform that Jesus did through the church. The wisdom of God is to be made known, Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 10. Please do be with us tomorrow or next time as we continue this very important study.